Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, that's me, along with Captain Patrick and Boat Show Girl. Happy July 4th weekend to you. Now, Rusty is, once again, he's on extended vacation. So he missed last week. He's still finishing up his little family outing and walks through the woods. But he promises or threatens to join us again next week. Patrick, happy 4th of July to you. Weekend to you.
Shut up.
I was gonna give you a sparkler, stick it right up your and
my what?
Light it.
My what?
Your thing.
No, I what
your thing? Backside.
I have many things.
Okay, I don't really want to know about those. I painted a bad enough picture on my own. You didn't have to add to it. Anyway, it is July 4th weekend. Be safe out there on the water. A lot of boats, a lot of people, weekend warrior type things going on this weekend. You got to be careful, and I'm sure Patrick will lecture you accordingly before we finish.
Do I really need to, after all these years, do I need to have the same talk? Have we not learned
how not? It's more of a public service, a reminder, and just my entertainment to watch the blood vessels pop out of your forehead.
You know, with that new valve in your heart, you truly are the only person who literally bleeds red, white, and blue now.
Yeah.
It's the most amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. And Boat Show Girl, however, like we said last week, has a huge announcement. She is back, bigger and badder than ever.
She's pregnant?
No. She has got a new gig. She got a gig back in the boating industry. You know, we thought we lost her there for a while. She wasn't sure which direction she was going to take, but lo and behold, the universe opened up and brought her right back to where she belonged.
Wait. What's this we? I never doubted her at the slightest.
Okay, if you say so. I wasn't really doubt as much as, you're saying your tough love that you gave Boat Show Girl a few weeks ago.
It paid off, didn't
okay,
it?
Okay, maybe it did. I don't know. Tell us what the gig is there, Karen. What's going on?
Well, just an FYI, they found me, so I did not go looking for them.
Uh-huh.
But I've been hired to work in the office at Tampa Bay Yacht Management, and that's going pretty well. It's almost like when I was working at Thunder, there's a lot of things that's the same, but I have a little bit more opportunity here just because it's a smaller business.
Uh-huh. Okay, so an opportunity to grow within the company and blossom into the Boat Show Girl that she was really meant to be.
All right, now that Greg's done with all the fluff and platitudes, let's get down to the meat of the matter. What are you actually doing for this yacht management company?
Well, I've already started. So some things I'm doing in office. I've already started doing a brochure sort of thing for boat shows for them to take to the boat shows and stuff.
Nice.
And I'm working on their website right now as well.
Okay, well, that's good stuff.
So you're kind of a multimedia marketing manager?
Yes, and that's what I wanted to do. So They're letting me.
And you get to go out to the boat shows and I would assume help represent the company in some fashion, right?
Yes, and they love boat shows, so that makes me incredibly happy.
Now, what do they think of Boat Show Girl? What do they think of the whole idea with that? Do they like that concept?
I think they do. We really haven't talked much about it, but,
That's code for she hasn't told them at all.
So you haven't even brought up the whole costume thing?
No,
she
hasn't.
The superhero persona?
She wanted to get the job first.
That I was recommending years ago? No?
No, not the costume, but they know that I am Boat Show Girl, and they know kind of where I wanted to go and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Yeah. Well, I think you got to throw the costume at them, or just show up one morning. And a mask
you know, like Batman in a cape.
Yeah, show tights. Up at work in a mask. That won't set off any alarms whatsoever.
If she looks like the Bocho girl that I picture her as, which is like, you know, a
are you
spin-off
furnishing
of the
costume?
Batman.
Why don't if you're
no,
so
she
no
has
no
a
wait
new employer to
no
pay
no
for
no
that.
wait if you are so sure about this
concept
yeah. as you were with the scuba radio mermaids,
right?
It didn't work out so well for the boat the World of Boating propeller girls because the costume didn't quite with those spinning dervishes, if you will, didn't quite
I liked it.
Yeah, well, yeah, people kept getting cut
and it's a talent.
You could only get
so
close
spinning.
Yeah,
that was impressive.
Why don't you furnish the costume? You have contacts.
Well, I don't know.
I am Bocho Girl, just so you know, I am literally sitting an arm's length away from a Ziploc baggie full of fake poo on the console here at the studio.
That's right.
This thing is you think I'm kidding. It is chock full of fake little baggies of fake poo. I hope it's fake because Chinese, you never really know.
Good point. I wondered why it was slowed down in customs,
So Greg has contacts. So
evidently.
Why don't you maybe go halfway with her in this costume?
I'm not going to argue with you on this. I guess my question to Bocho Girl would be: if I actually came up with the costume, would you wear it? If I gave you the costume,
I think she needs approval before you would actually buy it or have it made.
Well, I could say, hey, this is what I'm looking to purchase for you. Would you wear it at a boat show if we got this for you?
It has to be decent, it has to be professional, and it cannot be, like, provocative or anything like that.
Well, there goes that. Because Greg, literally, he just showed me a picture of Barbara Eden in her I Dream of Jeannie costume and said, this in a nautical color.
Okay, how about this? How about you manage a hired gun to take on the persona of Bocho Girl for you? So you'll be like the character wrangler. You know, because we turn into like a Disney character. You hear what I'm saying? So Bocho Girl would actually be the person to wander around and lead this, you know, hired gun that would wear that, you know, provocative, outlandish costume that had, you know, BSG on it. We'd add a G on the cape, you know, a little symbol. You think?
But right now there's only me, so I don't want to hire anybody else. There's only one Bocho Girl. And I'm going to do it myself.
If you're going to do the costume, you're willing to make that plunge, but you have to approve the costume.
That's what you're saying. I think you have to hold out for costume approval, Bocho Girl. Absolutely.
Well, I
because I have seen some of the. You should see what Greg wanted to dress me in. Let me just say the words "adult diaper" come to mind.
Which explains why we have fake poo on the counter. anyway, I don't know. It's something to consider and file accordingly.
Well, I'm just telling you, Greg. You've been trying to force this. You know,
I'm just saying it's great marketing.
I know. Okay, yeah. But you've been now either put up or let this thing go. So.
I just said I would.
Okay.
So, but she has to have final approval. I can't make her put on something.
No, you can't.
I mean, she has to approve the costume. I mean, I've painted a pretty clear picture in everybody's mind of what I see Bocho Girl being at a boat show, would be a cape, a mask over the eyes, you know.
See, and I envision...
Great at parties.
I envision short white shorts, blue and white sailor top, a little sailor hat, a little blue and white scarf around the neck or choker, and... That is Bocho Girl.
Mm. Ooh, he's almost there.
But what superhero power are you going to have?
Believe me, she will have power over men in that outfit.
Okay. All right. So just the classic style sailor girl.
A little classic style, but with a little bit of flair.
Cape. How about a cape? Throw a cape on the back.
No cape.
I think you need to work in the whole superhero aspect of it to really push it over the top, especially for the kids. Sure, the guys are going to like that. The old dirty men like Patrick over here is going to go,
damn straight.
Yeah. But, hey, you got to appeal to all the kids at the boat shows. That's what I'm saying. They'll say, hey, she has a cape. Who is BSG? Well, that's Bocho Girl, of course. Who else would it be? Bocho Girl. She has the superpowers to be at every boat show in the country.
But she doesn't. Well, she doesn't.
You could still say that.
Unless she contracted and hired people and sent a costume to them, then she could literally be at every boat show in the country.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm telling you, this is a million-dollar idea. No,
but I think the classic costume, if you will, but a little updated, a little bit of a modern flair to it, mm-hmm. could give it a little bit of that. I think you could go so far, Greg, as to do the mask with that outfit and retain that with just no cape. But I think you could get away with the mask, and it really kind of ties in that boat show girl superhero persona that you want. And the classic style that speaks to the professionalism that boat show girl wants to present at these events.
I don't know. I think that means like boat show girl meets 50 Shades of Greg or something, you know, and I'm thinking that there's going to be a conflict there. But that could just be me. It's up to boat show girl to decide what to do. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters, you know there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water, but what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw, put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
All right. 4th of July. Got big plans?
Well, we usually, my dad's birthday's on the 4th.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, and ever since he, did I tell you my dad was decapitated in a boating accident?
No.
They never found his head, but the rest of him is out, just out by Pomona.
Uh-huh.
The accident actually happened on the 4th, Yeah, it was crazy.
You were being selected as a woman of the king.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Boat Show Girl rounding out the crew this week on this July 4th weekend. Stay safe out there on the water. All right, so Patrick, what do we got? What are we going to delve into when it comes to the latest boating news and information? We got anything?
We have a lot, Greg.
All right, great.
We have a lot.
That's a good thing.
Let's start with, you know, it just does not feel like the 1st of July. But here we are. So we're just a few days away from the actual 4th of July holiday, but probably most events are occurring out on the water are going to take place today and tomorrow.
Right. All week.
Sure. And when we talk about 4th of July celebrations out on water, we've had this discussion time and time again over the years. And for somebody who is getting ready to venture out maybe for the first time on the water to a 4th of July celebration, I'd like to present the following public service announcement.
Okay. I knew this was coming.
Don't go! Stay home!
No, wait. We're here to promote boating.
I am promoting boating. Believe me. More than promoting boating, I am promoting safe boating. Stay home! Don't go! That's my advice.
Mm.
Now, since most people are going to, like you...
Ignore you.
...are going to ignore my advice...
Right.
I feel like I have done my duty in presenting my personal safety opinion, if you will. So now, for those of you who are going to venture out, you need to make sure of some things. So let's start with your boat and your trailer. And this is we're going to start with this, assuming that people are trailering their boats to a boat ramp.
Okay.
So make sure that your trailer is ready to go. Tires are properly inflated. Tires aren't showing any signs of any unusual wear, sidewalls cracking, flat spots, bulges in the tread, things of that nature that could be showing tire separation. Make sure that your bearings have been serviced recently or greased. It takes all of 10 minutes to take a jack one side of the trailer up, spin your tires, and listen for any noise or growling, if you will, emanating from your bearings.
You know, okay. It's funny, the way you describe that applies to a few friends I know this weekend. So whether it's your boat or a friend who hadn't been out and about on the water lately, they might want to evaluate their...
Jack them up? Is that what you...
Hey, I'm not going to judge. I'm just saying.
Okay. So make sure that you've got your boat, that your bow strap, okay, your bow wind strap is 100% complete. If that little metal hook on the end of the strap, the one that goes to your bow eye, if that strap has torn loose, you know, last season, beginning of this season, and you felt that the best thing that you could do is run the strap through the little eyelet and make two or three knots in it, go to the store and buy a new strap, okay? It's going to cost you all about $10-$15, put a new strap on it. If it tore once, probably due to a UV exposure, it's going to break again. Make sure you got your stern eye straps, okay? Do not trailer your boat without your stern being secured to your trailer. We see time and time again, week in, week out, boats getting pitched from trailers because they are not secured properly.
Which brings us to the little side note to remember that July 4th week is the perfect time to just go out and camp next to a boat ramp. And watch all the people that did not take Patrick's
advice. Oh, no, you won't even have to get to the boat ramp. You just wait on the side of the road,
right?
On the way to the boat ramp.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. Now, make sure that your boat is fully loaded with everything that you're planning on using on the water, that it's in the boat before you leave your house. Don't wait till you get to the boat ramp to start unloading your car and putting everything in the boat. The boat ramps are going to be extremely busy, packed, tempers are going to be short. You won't even have to get out to the water and wait till nighttime to see any fireworks. So do yourself a favor, do everybody else at the ramp a favor, make sure that your boat is loaded before you leave the house. Make sure that your batteries are charged. You don't want to get to the boat ramp and find out that your batteries are dead. Make sure that you have your drain plug for your transom, that it is in good and working order. If it's a rubber style with the T-handle, if it's a garboard drain nut, the brass nut, make sure that you've got it. Don't get to the boat ramp to find out that you don't have it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I would go so far as to put a set of flush muffs on the drive, crank the engine up, let it come up to temperature, check your fluid levels, make sure that everything is operating as it should before you get to the boat ramp.
Boat show girl, how's your flush muffs? I feel really wrong asking her that, but I just felt it was necessary.
Yeah. Make sure that you are towing your boat with the proper tow vehicle. We've all seen those people. They're towing a 22-foot boat with a Honda Accord. You know, whatever they can do to get it to the water. And the thing is, most vehicles will pull a load. It's the stopping capability. It's the ability to get, you know, pull that load off the ramp. That's where we're going to have a problem. Okay, so make sure you've got the proper vehicle and make sure that your vehicle's ready to go, that it's been serviced, that your fluids are okay there as well, that you've got the right hitch, that your brakes are in proper working order. All of those things, because friends, this is going to make your ability to get to the ramp and actually get your boat in the water just that much easier.
And so, if you don't take that advice, remember, they'll be laughing at you, not with you.
Indeed. Now, you got to the boat ramp. You've actually made it. You're not one of these when we're talking about towing, the bow covers, for those of you who have a bow rider, and the cockpit covers, for those of you who have a full cockpit enclosure, those are not trailerable covers. Those are snap-on covers. And if you trailer with them and they blow off, not only do you risk damaging your boat and damaging your cover, but you could also injure or kill somebody who is behind you in another car or, God forbid, a motorcycle. Okay? Do not trailer with those on. There are actual trailerable boat covers that are on the market that you can buy that secure down below the rub rail or secure to the trailer. So if you're intent on doing it that way. Also, be aware, if you have a newer boat and you tow with your bimini tops up, even in the closed position where you have the bimini boot zipped, but you don't take your bimini top off the boat, canvas manufacturers will not warranty it if it comes apart.
That's what duct tape's for, isn't it?
Could be.
Okay. You know, store an extra roll. Keep it handy. More coming up on the World of Boating.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, boat show girl. All right, so...
Not done yet.
Oh, you got more tips?
Oh, yeah.
To help them out at the boat ramp for the
holiday weekend. I know, probably, you know, lost half our listeners, but this is very, very important stuff because it's all intended to make your time out on the water, whether for the 4th of July festivities or just, you know, any other weekend. These things are all told to you, conveyed to you in an effort to make that time out on the water just that much more enjoyable so you don't have these hassles. This comes to you from somebody who has been in the industry since they were 18 and has been around pleasure boating, running boats since he was about 12. Okay.
Now who's that?
That would be Bill, but he's not here.
Okay. Just double checking.
Make sure you have all your safety gear. Make sure you have life jackets, a PFD for every person that's going to be on your boat. Make sure that you have a throwable cushion. Make sure you have a set of flares. Make sure that your fire extinguishers are up to date, you know, that they're fully charged, mm-hmm. ready to be used if necessary. Make sure that your navigation and anchor lights are operational. You're going to be out on the water at night if you're going out for 4th of July fireworks displays. So now you're at the ramp. Go over with the people that are going to be on your boat with you what you want them to do, how you want them to help, whether that is helping you get the boat off the trailer, tying it up while you go park your vehicle in the trailer and come back.
In me and Patrick's case, it'd be, Greg, go away.
Yeah, just, actually, I send you to the destination. So I'll just meet you there. That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you get to the boat ramp, my tip would be the boat ramps, again, are going to be extremely busy, packed, tight. Go early if don't wait until the last minute, because you're going to be parked out on the road somewhere, and you're probably going to come back and your trailer or your car is going to wind up being damaged.
Well, and plus all the spectators watching everyone at the boat ramp. Well, usually it's in the afternoon where things get a little hairy.
There's a couple
of cocktails. They start heckling the boat rampers and stuff. It's quite a show, but not really the part where you want to be the main attraction. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe you'll let me finish this up when we come back.
Maybe, but unlikely.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
It is a high honor to speak at this Hall of Independence on this Day of Independence.
Let freedom ring!
I think it's Tuesday, I think, but it's the weekend of July 4th, so that's close enough for me.
Well, it's the weekend of July 2nd, but more than likely most
events
are...
Well, it's July 1st today.
Right, but it most usually say Sunday would end the week, unless you're in Australia and Sunday begins the week.
Yeah, or if, Tuesday is July 4th, like I said.
Or if you're in Antarctica, Wednesday is actually Christmas.
Oh, my brain hurts. Let's just move on. Are there more things we should share?
I'm going to try to wrap it up, but you know how I just love to expound upon things like this, especially when I'm in my wheelhouse, so to speak.
This is actually my house, so.
It's your studio.
Right.
It's my wheelhouse. How dare you? Get within about an arm's length of me right now. You're going to get some fake poo.
No way.
You're going to get some fake poo thrown at you.
So says you.
What a mistake that you to leave this sitting right next to me. What's wrong with you? It was not a mistake.
was it a hint? Yes, exactly.
Okay. So you're at the boat ramp. You've done the right things. You've gotten there early. When you go to launch your boat, knowing that, of course, you've listened to me and you've got your boat properly attached at three points, two on the transom, one at the bow, do not unstrap your boat until... Well, start back down the ramp, okay? Make sure your drain plug is in. Mm-hmm. Take your stern straps off at that point. Back the boat further down to where about a quarter of the boat is now in the water. Put your car in park. Turn it off. Set the parking brake. Exit your vehicle. Now undo the bow winch strap and hand off your dock line, or work your dock line back onto the dock and tie it off. Because when I launched solo, and I did that, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, I did that video where I showed how to launch a boat solo, mm-hmm. only I did it with a 46-foot yacht and doing it with a semi off a water launch trailer. And it really isn't that difficult. The comments were just, man, you made that look so easy. Well, it is easy if you plan out your steps, okay? Or if you've let your passengers, the people that are going to be with you, know what you want them to do. Most of the time, you just see people standing on the dock, with their hands in their pockets because nobody's told them what to do. They're afraid to help.
Right.
So what you don't want to do is undo all of your attachment points from your trailer to your boat before you've started to back down the ramp. Why? Because you're going to have that moment when you're backing down and you tap the brake just a little bit too hard and their boat goes sliding right off the trailer and lands about 3 feet from the water. And now you are truly the focal point for the day at the boat ramp, and your boating day is done. Now you just got to worry, figure out how to get your boat back up on your trailer. So wait until about a quarter of your boat's in the water, and then go undo your bow strap. Continue floating it off. Hopefully somebody's got your dock lines. If not, you've tied them off to the dock. Boat floats off. You go up, tie it up, pull your vehicle out. Everybody gets in the boat. You've turned on your blower. You've opened up your engine hatch. Even though you've done all this at your residence, you do it again. Make sure you don't have any buildup of vapors, anything like that. And away you go. Very, very important. I don't think we talked about this story the last couple weeks, but when you're out on your vessel with friends, especially people who aren't used to boating, and you pull into a marina or a facility and you're going to go get fuel, and you tell the people that are on the boat with you, hey, go grab the gas nozzle, and I'm going to go up and pay and, you know, put 20 gallons of fuel in the boat. Make sure that they know where you want them to put the fuel in. Those caps on the boats are labeled, usually gas, water, and waste, because there was one here about a week and a half ago,
yeah,
where they put it in through a rod holder.
Hmm.
And the boat blew up, so to speak, even though it really doesn't, gas doesn't explode like that, but it destroyed the boat. I mean, it caught on fire and
it did, really?
Oh yeah.
I mean, how long did it take the guy to realize
when it started burning? Because what happens is you go and you start putting that fuel in, and you know, the first couple gallons you really don't notice, but depending on where that rod holder is and its access down into the bilge, even though everything in the bilge is supposed to be ignition protected, some people will fuel their boats while their engines are running. They've got electrical stuff running. They haven't shut the boat off, and it only takes one spark, or in a hot engine compartment like that, a buildup of vapors, and it combusts. And that's what happens. So if you're out on the water, I've seen fuel get put in water tanks. I've seen fuel get put in waste tanks. I've seen fuel get put in rod holders. And it's not a great position to be in, because your boating day is done if you haven't actually lost your boat itself. So if you're out with people and they're on your boat for the first time, or maybe it's the second time, or just point out, actually go and uncap the port, the deck fill that you want them to put it in, so that there's no mistaking. You've done it. You've pointed it out to them. This is where it goes. Or better yet, send them up with your credit card or with the cash, and you pump it. Now, when you're out on the water at night, if you're not used to navigating at night, make sure that you've got your bow lights work, that your anchor light works. When you're out there for the fireworks, get out there ahead of time. Hopefully you know how to anchor properly, especially if it's windy. I would recommend a three-point anchor, one off the bow, two off each the starboard aft, port aft, to hold you firmly in place. When the fireworks end, my recommendation is just relax. Give it about 30 minutes, because let all the crazy people go racing back to the dock and the marinas, and because that's when the accidents occur. That's when people bang into each other. It's absolutely sheer insanity. Just enjoy the afterglow.
Or the boat race.
Or just enjoy the afterglow of the fireworks with your family, with your friends, and wait for all that nonsense to dissipate before you then pull up your anchor lines and make your way casually back to the boat ramp and or your marina.
Savor the moment.
Well, the thing is, you're going to go racing back to the boat ramp. Boat ramps can only get so many boats in there. So you're going to have maybe five or six, depending on the size of the boat ramp. You know, go in. People are going to be running for their vehicles. Mm-hmm. It's dark out.
Or what if you run back right as the finale starts?
Don't do that.
Don't do that?
No, just you're there to enjoy it. Don't be that guy who leaves the NASCAR race with 15 laps to go, or the guy who leaves the concert before the encore. Would you leave a Styx or a Queen or a Def Leppard concert before the final encore? I wouldn't leave a Springsteen concert before the final encore, because I know he's coming back at least twice, if not three times, for a final for the finale, if you will. So as people are streaming out, don't be a fair weather boater. Stay there and enjoy it. You went through all the effort and the trouble. Enjoy it. You're not going to get home. Racing to the boat ramp isn't going to get you home any sooner. When I've gone to NASCAR races, when I've gone to concerts, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to let this place empty out, because I'm either going to sit here or I'm going to sit in my car in the parking lot beeping my horn at people who are doing the same exact thing. I'm just going to chill here.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Of course
I'm with you. This is one of the first times ever that I think Captain Patrick has made total sense. to me.
Have you taken your temperature lately?
No, I am a little under the weather.
See, I knew it. Yeah. It's too good to be.
Boat show girl, would you agree? Could you sit back and savor the time on your boat and kind of, you know, figure that in as part of the boating experience when you're in a big crowd like that might be going on this weekend for some on the water fireworks?
Yeah.
Right? You would agree with that, right? Yeah. I mean, the captain, you know, that's what I was saying. You could leave early, being the captain, the designated boat captain guy, and let all the people on your boat kick back and relax while you, you know, make your way back to the boat ramp as the finale starts and get a head start that way. But you're right. You know, you're still only going to be so much
it's just,
ahead
just,
of everyone
just,
else.
Just, if
and then you're going to miss the best part.
If that. No, just chill and hang out. And if you are trailing your boat and you're doing it the way that I've instructed and you're not doing it with your cockpit cover on and your tonneau cover on, make sure that any loose cushions that aren't on hinges, secured with straps, cockpit carpets, anything like that, coolers, anything that could potentially, conceivably blow out of your boat, secure them in your vehicle, down in one of the storage compartments of your boat. Don't get yourself in trouble by creating a hazard out on the road.
Yeah, the coolers especially are going to be lighter at the end of the night, trust me.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Who's your buddy? Is he your pal? Well, I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain how we use the buddy system in diving next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
For many, scuba diving is a social sport, but that's only one reason we use the buddy system. Ideally, dive buddies are evenly matched in skill level and can assist each other if necessary. They're not a crutch to lean on, but a backup system that, if used properly, can make your dive safer and more enjoyable. And if you're diving right, your buddy will likely end up being your pal, too. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Okay, well, actually Tuesday, but you might be celebrating tonight, too. I would imagine all across the country there's fireworks going off on this Saturday night, especially out on the water.
Yeah. And make sure that if you're going out on the water, I think it goes without saying, but if it is your boat and you're going to be at the helm of the vessel, you are responsible for all of your passengers. You also have some responsibility towards other boaters that are out on the water. Please do not drink in boat. Do not drink alcohol in boat. Be a designated boater. Be a designated driver in that venue. Wait till you get home, or have somebody else who isn't going to imbibe and if they know how to handle a boat, and designate them. Please, 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 please don't do it yourself. Law enforcement is, they are every year, they are cracking down more and more, and the penalties are becoming more and more severe because we, the boating community, we have the opportunity to, how do I want to say, police this ourselves, but we don't do a very good job. So
don't make us look bad.
Yeah, don't make us look bad.
We can do just fine on our own. We don't need any additional help in that regard.
Now, speaking of legalities, this is the legal segment of this broadcast.
Okay.
So a jury has finally ruled on, there's been a lawsuit between Brunswick and Cobalt. Now, Brunswick, of course, maker of, you know, Sea Ray and Bayliner and
everything,
pretty much. Cobalt, back in 2010, unveiled and patented a swim step, okay? So you're familiar with the swim platforms, Greg?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever seen one of these swim steps?
I'm not sure. What, you mean the transom thing?
No. This is different. And the manufacturer that I work for, we actually have something similar. We checked with Cobalt before we even unveiled ours, and it didn't infringe on their patent design whatsoever because ours comes out from underneath. Theirs comes from the top. But I'll show you a picture here.
Okay.
Okay. So you see the swim platform?
Right.
And you see that swim step underneath?
Yeah.
That flips up on top.
Okay.
And then comes down. So it retracts off there. And what that swim step does, it takes place of the traditional boarding ladder, if you will.
Right.
It also gives people, if they want to sit in the water.
Right.
You know,
or, you know, don't want to use the head.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Let's be real.
Okay.
Well, we know what it's really there for.
So Brunswick pretty much stole it. I mean, they copied it.
So Cobalt had the swim step patented.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ridiculous, but.
No, it's not, because they're. It's just a board in the water. No. We have a swim step, too, on ours, but ours comes out from underneath the swim platform, okay, via actuators and drops down with a little scissor mechanism.
Okay.
Theirs is unique in that when you look at that, it's part of the swim platform, and it pulls out, and then as it extends down, drops. And it's that attribute, that design feature that Brunswick copied, I mean, to a T.
Okay, understood.
So
it's a jury has finally
ruled that Brunswick, and of course they've got tens of hundreds of millions of dollars. But I haven't gotten that far into the case. Of course, there's going to be monetary damages, and then if Brunswick wants to keep using this, I'm not sure if they've gotten to the point where Cobalt will say, okay, you owe us, you know, blank percentage of every boat that gets sold that has, since it's been found that you took our design, if you want to continue to use this, you're gonna pay us X.
Right.
You know, or we're not going to let you use it at all. You're going to have to come up and go back to the drawing board, so to speak, and come up with something different.
Mm-hmm.
For me, and you know, when it comes to boating, I am a simpler is better kind of back to basics person when it comes to boating.
Very simple man.
I think the electronics and everything like that, the full displays, glass cockpits, it's all great, and it makes boating so much easier. But the problem is when the stuff stops working, or when you have to get it replaced and you realize that it's going to be, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 to replace a display in your boat versus you could replace a gauge for $20.
More parts, more money, more problems.
Yeah. With these things, with, you know what? What's wrong with opening up a hatch and dropping a ladder over the side and you got to climb up the ladder? Or, you know what, get a couple of those floaty noodles. You want to go sit in the water? Get a couple floaty noodles or life jackets and go throw them in the water and go sit on those. You know, it's all these features, boats that now, you know, expand, you know, the beam will expand, the width, you know, the sides will pop out and give you more
living space,
yeah, more entertainment space.
That's
out on
awesome.
Water. It is, until it stops working.
Oh,
you know, that's really the issue with the stuff, because even these swim steps, whether it's Cobalt's or Brunswick's, ours, what I found is people think that they can lift people up out of the water with these things and lift their kids up out of the water and lift their pets. And that's not what they're designed for. And then what happens is the ram stop working. The step is partially deployed. You know, now you got to get back. It can't be fixed while the boat's in the water. So if you don't have a trailer, you got to have the boat get lifted out of the water or put on a trailer at the service yard. And it's just one expense after another with these things. So it's a great feature. And I love the way that the direction that the industry as a whole moves in. But I think you get to a point where you start to overload.
Yeah. Well, just go old school. Pee over the side of the boat or use the head.
No, listen, man. Rubber band and a giant plastic propeller.
Ah. I was going to say, like one of those old laundry detergent bottles. You could use one of those.
5-gallon bucket.
That'd be better than over the side.
5-gallon bucket does it every time.
It's more environmentally friendly.
And a shower curtain.
On that disturbing note, we'll end it. Till next time. Remember, whether it is sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.